Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Talking a lot today about the Uncrustable. The Uncrustable is delicious. Peanut butter, jelly, no crust. Ironically, Uncrustable does have a few flavors. The classic, the peanut butter and grape, strawberry jam, a honey spread, raspberry, and then a chocolate hazelnut spread option. Basically what Nutella is, but I don't think the Smucker's company could say Nutella without paying Nutella. Also kind of funny that, like, originally it started out to make in school lunches, and then people just started loving them. They started passing them out to firemen in the California. Cauliflower. Wildfires, and then the NFL teams buy tens of thousands of them for players all across the nation. But the big thing is, Mike is over there. I think we have some audio of a while ago, Thrill talking about the fact he's never actually eaten one.
Let's go back in time. Uncrustables lost money for a decade because Smucker's, they could not figure out a way to do mass production on these. Today, however, they are on the brink of hitting $1 billion in annual sales. A stat no doubt helped along by the NFL. Smucker's, by the way, is about to open a third Uncrustable plant here in the United States.
Oh, they have plants solely dedicated to this.
They have two, and they don't, and they're 24 hours.
And they can't keep up with
the demand. Cannot keep up with the demand, so now they're going to open up a third Uncrustable plant.
I have not tried an Uncrustable. How does it compare to me just opening a loaf of bread?
No,
because I just make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Really?
Man, yeah. I cannot describe to you how soft the bread is.
Yes.
To me, that's the real key.
Do they sell them next door, Miles? Do we have to run and grab one during the break?
I don't believe they do.
Okay.
We gotta can't keep stock because we're in Seattle when the Seahawks are eating them all.
Yeah,
I'll try one. I've never tried
Maybe
one.
Maybe they do. I don't know. I mean, if I see them, I'll buy them. I was Fred Meyer and I'll walk by them. I'm like, I'm not doing it this week because I'll eat three before I go to bed.
Just for the record, Thrill, have you ever had a Jamaican beef patty?
Maybe.
No,
I don't know.
I have not.
You never had a Jamaican beef patty?
No.
Jesus.
I've been to Jamaica like five times. Where do they have them?
Yeah, what?
I don't know. I used to sell them at the 7-Eleven in my neighborhood.
Oh, no. Okay.
What would I know it as? Or just the Jamaican beef?
I mean, it's kind of like that. It's like got spiced beef inside of it and then cornmeal.
Then yes.
Okay, that's what I say. You've had a Jamaican beef. Yeah. All right, have you ever had an empanada?
Yes.
All right. Yes. So think of this as like a sweeter white bread version of it.
First of all, I did not know that they were round.
Oh, yeah.
Because in my mind, you know, Uncrustables, I just figured it's going to be a rectangle with no crust. So,
well, the brand Uncrustables are round. Now, the other brand we have in here today. Nope, Miles, don't eat it. Thrill's going to try it. All right, well, Thrill, take a bite.
Hang on. Wait a minute.
Miles is chomping at the bit over here.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Oh, thank you, sir. A giant piece of communion when you hold it up like that, dude.
Really? Yes.
Oh, slowly.
It's going in.
It's about to enter his mouth. Takes a bite. Well, I hope he got plenty of the peanut butter and jelly.
Okay. Comment about the size of the bite I took.
I'm trying to do something for the radio audience.
Look, I take big bites of peanut butter and jelly because I love peanut butter and jelly, and this is effing delicious.
I told you, God damn,
this is good, ma'am.
It's like the best PJ you've made. Somehow the bread is that soft. And like, look, I'm 43. I'm not against crust, but when you eat it Uncrustable, it's like F crust.
So wait a minute. Because, to be honest with you, this is what my peanut butter and jellies taste like. But like you said, I don't have to put any effort in. You don't heat these up. You literally just thaw
them. They're frozen, right? So if you have time, you can put them in the fridge. But honestly, like today, if you just want it quick, just throw it out on the counter. And usually like 30 minutes, it's ready to go. So you could keep them frozen, throw it in your kid's lunch, send them off to school.
Kids aren't getting these, bro. I'm talking about right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
His life has changed.
Now, I will say this. Miles is correct. If you buy a box of them, you have to be careful. Because, A, you're just going to eat them, and then you'll find yourself on Saturday nights like, I better leave these in the fridge for tomorrow.
Yeah.
I would. I guarantee it.
They're phenomenal. They are so good. What is the other brand we're eating here, Mike?
Crust Off.
Crust Off.
Crust On.
Charlotte's Crust Off.
Crust Off. Paint the fence.
All right, so real quick, how is the Crust Off there, Miles?
Much better than Vanero Cream I thought it was.
Much better than what?
The venereal cream, I thought it was.
All right.
Just going to move on.
Cross it off. Sir.
All right. Let's see. So we keep talking about the fact. So last year, Travis Kelce brought up on New Heights his podcast with his brother, Jason Kelce. Basically, he was just saying he probably eats more Uncrustables than anything else in the world. So then somebody started paying attention to these NFL teams. As I was telling my buddy George last night, I said, yeah, the NFL players love them. I said, A, there is a protein in the peanut butter and this and that. And, like, they're not eating that for a meal, but it's just a good, easy snack. It's handheld. Yep. You need energy, right? And those guys have to consume a ton of calories
Ted, I think the Uncrustable is better than the Crust Off.
All right. Opinion.
I will fully agree with that one, Miles. After tasting, it feels like the Crust Off had a little bit heavy on the peanut butter, as it were, whereas the Uncrustable, I feel like, is a little bit more jelly heavy. Now, granted,
the bread feels different too.
Yes, it's not as soft.
Right,
and that's my thing.
Now, leathery isn't the right term, but it feels like suede.
Your Uncrustable was grape flavored, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
This is a strawberry flavored Crust Off here.
So. I mean, I'm getting judged. I've had one freaking Uncrustable in my life, and I'm looking at the Crust Off like, why does the bread feel like microfiber?
I'm telling you, Uncrustable.
Sorry, I wanted to take a bite.
I know, that's right. I tried to take over a little bit there for you to give you a little bit of time. So as far as your knowledge of the Uncrustable versus the Crust Off, where do you sit as far as this divide goes?
I mean, the Uncrustable is better, but I mean, barely. To me, this is like a Pepsi Coke kind of thing. I like both of them.
I hear you.
Real quick, though, just some wild numbers, all right? The top three teams for how many Uncrustables they're eating. I believe in a week. Jaguars, 315. Your Seattle Seahawks, 320 Uncrustables.
Who do you think's putting down the most on the Seahawks?
Blitz! And then number one, Denver Broncos, 700 Uncrustables.
Damn, that is insane.
That's all Peyton.
Well, they got a rookie QB. He's doing the league. He's used to eating, you know.
Bo Nix is just eating crow and Uncrustables.
Well, I'm just saying, he's a kid, man. He's having Uncrustables, granola bars.
They're good.
Honest kids juices.
Steve, what is your ultimate opinion of this? As far as just the entire world of the Uncrustables.
You're right, Miles. We needed milk.
You were right. They're both very, very good. Uncrustables slightly better than the Crust Off. But look, if someone gives you Crust Off, you ain't going to be crying in your beer. Hey, you're fine.
Yeah. Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Shot of the Day is coming up. You are listening to The Men's Room.